Here we go in 3, 2, and 1. As we continue here at CattleCon, I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network, and John Deere is where you are going to find me. Kayleen Ballesteros joins us now. We're going to talk, first of all, new technology, everything that's going on. What a great opportunity for cattlemen to be able to see here and literally, in many aspects, kick the tires and get the questions asked that they need.
Yes, for sure. So super excited to be here. We've got a lot of really cool things that we're focused on here in the booth, whether it's technology, a new baler that we have, some of our automation, and really just any feature that will match real-world problems for farmers and ranchers today.
What the uniqueness about this baler and the new baler that you have, and nobody cuts a straight line, let's be honest. And this is a great opportunity to utilize that technology and pick up the hay that they got.
Yeah, so we've got what we call our weave automation baler here. And so this baler does the weaving, the manual steering for you at the baler at the hitch. And so all you've got to do is drive your tires straight over the windrow, and the baler will do that for you. Now, I know there's a lot of folks that'll say, hey, we have perfect windrows. Some do, some don't. Environmental factors oftentimes keep that from happening no matter how much you try, whether it's because of moisture or lack thereof, and your terrain, slopes, right? All those types of things will contribute to not the most consistent windrows. With that, it does take some manual weaving, and it takes a little finessing. You know, you've got those that have baled a lot of bales under their belt, and yes, they're probably good at it, but there's a lot of mental fatigue that goes along with that. And so being able to have the baler do the weaving for you, we found internally through our testing that we have about a 59% reduction in operator screen time, in cab screen time. So I don't know who wouldn't want that. That's quite a bit of reduction of having to do that. Also, it's about confidence, making sure that whoever's in the seat can do that job and have a square-shouldered, quality-shaped bale every time. So if you would like to go to a ball game for your kiddo and put somebody else that's maybe a little bit more novice in the seat, you still have that confidence.
What has been the reaction as folks mill around the booth and look at all the varieties that you have, from mowing to baling to skid steers to calf catchers that is part of it?
Yeah, so I think the one thing that we kind of lead with when they do come into the booth are, what are the types of problems you have in your operation, and what is it you're doing with your hay? Are you feeding it straight? Are you selling it? Are you putting it into a silage program? That helps us understand crop processing needs. So maybe our silage special is the right baler for you, or maybe our pre-cutter. Yes, you're doing that. You're saving the time by doing the pre-cutting while you're baling, so you don't have to do that on the ground. So there's a time saver there, but also there's a Kansas State study that shows that by using the pre-cutter and not doing that work on the ground, that you can potentially save around 20 pounds of hay. And who doesn't want to have some savings with it too? In addition, there are some folks that say, I just need a super heavy-duty baler that is perfect for silage, perfect for that heavy, heavy, hard crop. Well, our new baler that we have here, our V452M, will do that job just for that. So it will bale up to a 5.5-foot bale, and it is variable chamber, so there's some variance there, and it's just a super heavy-duty baler that no matter what windrow you pull it over, it's going to swallow that windrow.
Well, as folks stop here at CattleCon, too, I'm sure they're pretty excited to see how you guys are saving them time, saving them a lot of effort, and just bringing them the new technology right there to their operation.
Yeah, so return on investment, whether that's through time or savings in the field through application, that is a focus of ours. We want to make sure that we are removing the complexity from decision-making as much as we can in this process. And so through our Precision Essentials Kit with the core hardware and John Deere Operations Center, a free app, you have the ability to look at machine efficiency, how long did it take to finish this field. You also have the ability to document and look at agronomic data. So I saw this yield over here in this field. I saw something different over here. What did I do differently? Or I put fertilizer over here, but I still have the same field over here. So what are some of the things that I'm doing that are paying off and whatnot? And really just making sure that your investments into your field are put in the right places.
So where do they go for more details?
Go to your local John Deere dealer or johndeere.com.
All right, from CattleCon, this is the American Ag Network.